If you are a spiritual seeker and if you have been practicing devotion and praying to God from some time now, and if because of your prayers your life is not transforming, then understand that there are different levels of devotion. In the ancient Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna says, all devotees are not equal and all forms of devotion are not equal. So today we will understand the four levels of devotion, and it will completely change your perspective on what devotion is and how to connect with God or that consciousness from today, which can take your life to a whole new level. There are four levels of devotion, and most people stay stuck in the lowest two levels their whole life. Today, let's figure out the exact path from Bhagavad Gita to understand why only one level of devotion can unlock true clarity, purpose, abundance, and finally your ideal life. And it is important to understand at which level you are and from which level you are coming from, because the level you operate from determines the quality of your decisions, the clarity of your purpose, the alignment of your life, and the contribution you make, and finally the destiny you create. Let's go here to the words of Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Chatur vidha bhajante mam janaha sukratinorjuna artho jignasu artharti jnani cha bharatarshava. The translation of this verse is, four kinds of virtuous people worship me, Arjuna: the distressed, the seeker of knowledge, the seeker of gain, and the wise. Every devotee is accepted, but not every form of devotion is the same. With this, let's come to the four levels of devotion. Level 4 is Artha Bhakti, a devotion which comes from a place of suffering and pain. Most of us connect to God when we are suffering, when we are going through something difficult in life, when we are in pain. And that's totally fine. But that is just the starting point for devotion, and we must not get stuck there. Here we say, save me, Lord, help me. This is triggered by pain. This devotion is emotional. It is not conscious. It can give you emotional comfort and hope and a temporary relief also. And you might even feel and receive that assistance from God. But this cannot directly give you purpose, freedom, fulfillment, and abundance, because here you are just connecting with God because of suffering and because to solve a particular problem. So Artha Bhakti can save you from drowning, but it cannot teach you how to swim. That is where seekers move on to level 3, that is Artharti Bhakti, which is a devotion that comes from a place of wanting and achievement. This is a transactional kind of devotion. I will give you this, you give me that. I will do this for you and you give me that. You know, we see this happening all across the world, and we ourselves have practiced this kind of devotion. Even this is okay, but again, we must understand the limitations of each level and we need to keep evolving. That's the point. This is where people ask for money, career growth, business success, relationships, opportunities, and more. And Krishna doesn't reject this, but he wants you to see the harsh truth. When devotion becomes a bargain, your life becomes small. Because generally, egoic desires are conditioned and they are fear-based and they are coming from a place of scarcity. And these desires are generally always small compared to your true potential and what you can actually do in this world. It works, but only at the level of the ego, not more than that. That is why we must ultimately reject the level 4 and level 3 and finally move on to seeking, and after that oneness. Level 2 devotee is a jignyasu. He is a spiritual seeker. This is the turning point. Here devotion shifts from emotion to curiosity. You are no longer praying just to solve a problem, but you are praying to understand the nature of life, the nature of reality, and the nature of your own self. This is a stage where we go through a lot of self-inquiry, of questioning, of understanding, of contemplation and meditation. We are understanding reality and God at a much deeper level at this stage. And this is a stage which almost all of us go through. The Jignyasu wants to know, who am I? What am I really seeking? What is the nature of God? What is Dharma? How can I create consciously? This level opens the doors to self-awareness and ultimately liberation. So we can think of Jignyasa as a bridge, and this bridge ultimately takes us to oneness, to that completeness, to God Himself. With this, let's come to level one, that is the highest form of devotion, that is Jnani Bhakti, which comes from a place of oneness with God. Here we are not transacting with God, we are not asking anything from God, but we are living God. We are one with God. We are actually embodying that awareness or consciousness. While Jignyasa is a stage where the river is slowly merging into the ocean, Jnana, or being a Jnani, is a stage where we are the ocean itself. Here one says, I am one with the divine. Here devotion is rooted in oneness. And Shri Krishna is very clear here. In the 7th chapter, 17th verse, he says, Tesham Jnani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Translation, among all of these devotees, the wise one, the Jnani, is ever united with me and he excels. Krishna basically tells us that a Jnani Bhakti is his favorite one, because ultimately he is the one who is closest to him. He is the one who is one with him. This is devotion without transaction, without fear, without bargaining, and without asking. Here you don't pray to God, but you pray from God. Here your ego loosens, your intuition sharpens, your clarity deepens, your fears dissolve, your purpose becomes obvious, your actions align, your contribution expands, and your life transforms, and you become one with that consciousness itself. When we begin to live from this devotion of oneness, our ideal life unfolds naturally, because that universal intelligence, that consciousness, is guiding our every step, and it is taking care of everything for us. This is the highest way to live, and this is what we must aspire for. So from the place of give me this and give me that, we go to I see clearly, I know what to do, and I already have everything within me. That is the evolution of a seeker, of a devotee. But the sad thing is, most of us do not understand these deeper truths, and we get stuck at the lower levels of devotion, which is not wrong in any way, but ultimately we must evolve out of them. And here let's understand this simple diagram, right? This is the journey of a seeker. We start at level 4 as an Artha Bhakta, where we come from a place of suffering. Then we move closer to God through the Artharthi Bhakti, where we come from a place of wanting, right? Then we come to seeking, which is level 3. Then we become Jignyasus and we begin to seek. That is level 2. Here we are much closer to God compared to the other levels, but we are still not there yet. And ultimately, we become a Jnani, where we are one with God. So this is the journey of a seeker, where we are moving from Artha to Artharthi to Jignyasu to Jnani. Ultimately, we are one with God and there is no gap, there is no separation. Let's now discuss how to actually evolve through these stages consciously. Number one, recognize where you are with honesty. This is not about judgment, but it is about understanding and awareness. Number two, study Bhagavad Gita and Vedanta regularly. Knowledge purifies devotion. And when it comes to Bhagavad Gita, make sure to refer to the authentic translations. The translations I refer to comes from Chinmaya Mission, Ramakrishna Mission, and there are good translations from Gita Press, which are very simple. And shift your prayer from give me to guide me. This alone upgrades you at so many levels. Number four, practice silence daily. Silence is the bridge to Jnana. Number five, serve and contribute. Contribution is the expression of oneness. This is how you mature. And finally, to bring it all together, Krishna does not reject anyone, right? God does not reject any of his children. For him, even an Artha, an Artharthi, a Jignyasu are all a part of him. But we will not be able to experience His grace if we stand afar and if we are farther from Him. So although from God's perspective, we are all one, for us to experience that grace and that flow, we need to move closer and closer to consciousness and God. And to do that, we need to move from a transactional relationship to union, where we experience God as our own self. Because Krishna clearly elevates only one, the Jnani, the one who sees the divine in themselves, the one who lives with awareness and without fear, the one who aligns instead of asking. And ultimately, that is the place, the oneness is the place where grace flows to us abundantly and we are able to live our ideal life fully and effortlessly.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.